Hello, everybody. We are waiting for our special guest, as we call her in the trade, Roan. She is so excited to be joining us that she is a few moments late. It is unbelievable. The recordings look like they are going to start off appropriately. And hopefully we can have Caron join us. Caron. What's that? Did you dial in yet? Hello, Karen.
Hi, Jim.
Well, you sound absolutely delightful today.
Well, thank you. Sarcasm not necessary, though.
That was the point of this conversation. to be here to enjoy yourself at a larger scale.
Okay.
So. At your next opportunity, when are you going back to the Dominican?
First of all, I've never been to the Dominican Republic, but if you want to buy a ticket for me, I would not refuse it.
Okay, where have you been?
I've been to Barbados, obviously. I've been to Trinidad and Tobago. That's about it.
Where do you prefer to be?
Definitely Barbados. For obvious reasons. For obvious reasons.
To be far away from me?
Well, yes, that is a prime reason. But obviously,
that would be why I'd be gone.
As I said, if you want me to be a true friend, I have to always tell you the truth. Okay?
I agree. Yes.
But, of course, the other reason is family there, and more so husband there. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I left my husband in the United States.
Well, he's probably very happy that you left him there.
No, he's not happy if I would talk to him. Most people prefer me not to talk to them.
That is true. I can't argue with that one.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you were extremely happy when I was gone.
You know what? I didn't even notice that you weren't here.
What?
Yeah. Are you hurt?
Yeah, you know.
You saw
Am I hurt?
Yeah, you saw
I'm
hurt.
I'm cry. I'm so
You're
upset.
I'm such a faker.
No. I mean, Caron, I thought we had something. I guess it was just me.
Yeah, it was just you. That's all right, though.
That's the first time I've heard that.
You're all in it by yourself. But seriously, I hope that you had a good time. I hope you got lots of rest.
There was no such thing as rest. Driving, I guess, for about 50 hours.
Did your wife help you drive?
Yeah, she looked at me and laughed. I did all the driving.
Of the hell?
The only thing she helped was with the kids and putting bubble gum in my mouth. I know, I'm evil. No, she definitely prefers when I drive. Plus, I also drive too. I drive very late into the night.
Oh, okay. So you start off late. Okay. So how long did it take you to drive?
Well,
how long
Thursday,
did it take you to get there?
Mm-hmm. Thursday, we left about 5:30 p.m. and I pulled into we were 10 miles outside of Carolina at about 3 in the morning.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Then we drove the rest of the way from, we got up about 8:39, got to Orlando about, that was drive number one.
Do you know, well, I'll tell you right now, you actually started to cut in and out, so I've missed a lot of what you're saying.
Good. I blame you.
It was fine at first, but now all of a sudden it started coming in and out. Yeah.
Yeah, I just heard you cut out a little too.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look and see if I'm going to have to look at all these calls anyway. What the quality looks like.
Yeah, it's actually getting worse.
You sound fine at the moment. So it's interesting that I'm getting worse. Most people tell me when they look at me.
Well, your speech is now better. Right. Yeah, is now better. So I don't know what that glitch was just now.
Okay, let me just note this down. So at about 7 minutes to go.
Yeah. I have 7:59. 8 minutes.
Yeah. That's remaining. But like the other side is like. Okay. Cool. All
right. Yeah, cutting out.
Hey, John.
Are you physically wired in or are you wireless?
Wireless.
Okay. Every 20 or so packets, we get like 3 or 4 of them, 500 milliseconds or above. That's going to mess with the call entirely. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why you're cutting out.
Okay.
You're the same thing on my side.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's how you're seeing it.
So the problem may be your wireless headset?
Well, no. The problem could be wired headset, but wireless communication.
Oh, okay.
So what it could be is there's a slowdown on the actual WeWork network every so often. So are you doing anything fun for the holidays? Are you going back to Barbados?
No, my husband is scheduled to travel here in a few weeks.
Oh, well, that's good.
Is it now?
No? I don't know. You tell me.
Yes, it's good. Is a good thing.
It might be.
Well, it may not be a good thing for him, but
it's going to be a good thing. Does he come to the States a lot, or typically you go there?
Well, we do both. The last 2 years have not been typical because I've been studying. So, you know, we're just trying to get back on track.
I got you. He's got to come in to celebrate. Then when are you planning on moving permanently?
I don't. I don't plan to. You should ask the other question.
Does he plan on moving here?
Does he have a choice?
No.
Okay.
He has no choice. He has to.
You men have no choice. You just take instructions.
That's all I actually do. Ask my wife.
Yeah.
The only time I get to be the boss is slightly at work.
Okay, good. So then you know what? You tend to then go overboard sometimes. Then you can't control yourself.
That now I know your true feelings. Very nice. All right,
you know,
Karen,
I'm kidding.
I promised you that you only needed to be on the phone for 5 minutes. So you've definitely exceeded your welcome. I mean, exceeded your time limit.
That was just a slip of the tongue. You told me I exceeded my welcome. See if I could have helped you out again. What the hell?
You know, I was sent with laughter and love.
Of course.
No, of course. Seriously, thank you very much for helping us do this. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You know what? I'll think about doing it again.
Oh, I'm very happy about the thinking part. Hard
about doing it again. You're me.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a lovely evening.
You too.
Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Ooh, I can see. Hey, how are you? Never enough. Who knows? The lag between us sounds fine. I had Karen on as a guest a few minutes ago. On my show, and that was kind of in and out. I also have another Candace in, so this will be interesting. I'll get to talk to you both at the same time. You got to do what you got to do, right? So I have my show going on, and I'm dialed into both of yours. So it's pretty cool. That's not the first time I've heard that. No, it shouldn't. Lo-fi is just completely different animal and nothing that we've touched in a long time. Well, that's true. I mean, lo-fi is just gonna go and go and go, just the way that it is. I would expect very little fixes coming to lo-fi. On hi-fi, I would expect to see a lot of different things. So who knows? I'd like to understand what they are. So, I mean, I would put tickets in. And, Yep. Okay. Like, I saw the one user. I'm actually, I have on my screen.
My life is brilliant.
What happened today? Oh, yeah.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of Adam Shaw.
Good, how about you, Candice? I'm on three different Direct Connect calls at the same time. Ha ha!